Welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast, and today we're talking about Demon Slayer. You know, I know it's been a while since I've made a podcast episode, obviously, especially one on anime, but you know what? We here, and I gotta talk about Demon Slayer, the Light District, the entertainment arc, whatever the hell it's called. I'm telling you, I just watched it. I know I'm late. I think it finished around sometime in February or maybe March, and it's currently April. It's April, and you know, I finally got around to it. I'm going to be honest with you. I watched the first episode, which was like the 48 or 40 minute episode. So good. So damn good. That shit was really fire. That shit was fire. You know, I watched that the first week it aired, I'm pretty sure. And then I watched the second episode. I watched that shit, man. And I was like, what is this? What is this? It was mega filler. It was like the most filler episode of the season. And I'm not saying it was terrible, but it just bored me. It really just bored me. And Demon Slayer doesn't usually do that. But this episode in particular, episode two of season two was pretty rough. And then I stopped watching, and now we're here, obviously, and I've binged all the episodes in like 2 days. And I gotta say, season two of Demon Slayer, I'm not talking about the train arc, because obviously that was the movie. I didn't even watch that because like I've seen the movie twice already. Maybe I will go back and probably will watch the season two version of it because there's new scenes and all that stuff. But like overall, you know, I don't want to rewatch that again, especially when I've seen it twice already. I'm already someone that doesn't really like that crap, that doesn't like to rewatch stuff. So that's really why I haven't seen the first half of season two. But I got to be honest with you, bro. Season two, the light. Okay, hold up. Let me see what this is. What is it called? Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc. Okay. The Entertainment District Arc, right? This could have been a movie in and of itself, bro. This could have been a movie. It was that good. And I could really see, I guarantee you they were debating, should we make the first half the movie or should we make the second half? Because both of these could have played out as a movie. The characters were great. The two demons that are brothers and sisters, I kind of forget their name, but we got the sister that's the pretty one, and then we got the guy that's the ugly one. He's mean, bro. He's crazy. Like, he's ugly as hell, but like also, you know, he was giving them the work, bro. He was giving Tanjiro and Uzui, he was giving them all the work. And the sister was there too, but she wasn't doing too much. You know, Tanjiro clapped her, you know, but he didn't kill her, obviously, because then her brother shows up. But okay, let me just tie this all together. It's been a while since I've done a review, bro. So I'm still getting back into the groove of it. But I do want to say, I've been kind of rambling here, but I do want to say, we're obviously going to be talking about the Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc. And, you know, we're back. Anime and chill, man. We back. And, you know, I just want to have fun with this. I just want to really, you know, this was like the first thing I really started doing when I started creating content, was making stupid little anime reviews. Stupid anime reviews. And, you know, I just enjoyed it because I got to watch a dope show and then just talk about it. That's really what it was, you know, because I didn't really have many people to, you know, I didn't really have anyone to talk to about anime or just like, you know, whatever. So it was like, I just turn on the mic and I'm like, let's go. I just start spitting, you know, off the dome about this anime stuff. So, you know, we're back. I'm going to try and put out an episode every 2 weeks on Friday. Maybe it could be every week. I don't know. I might try and do some extra videos on YouTube. So if you want, go to the Anime and Chill YouTube channel, and like there could be, you know, some type of extra stupid little goofy videos. I might just play around, do some random stuff. But I do want to give an anime review on a show or something every 2 weeks. And the next review is going to be the Attack on Titan final season. I don't know if that's finished airing, but I'm going to start looking into it. And I'm going to see, like, what's up with that? Because I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about the Attack on Titan season 2, part 2. And honestly, I didn't even finish season 2 or the final season part 1. I didn't even finish that. So I need to finish that, and then I need to start watching whatever, the final season part 2 as well. And that's going to be the next episode. But yeah, we back. We back. And we're on YouTube. And, you know, I guess I have a face reveal. If you want to see me, you can see my goofy ass. I look pretty goofy. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. We here and we chilling. We just talking about anime, man. So let's get into it. Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc. So where we start off is really basically after Rengoku dies, you know, all that crap went down at the Mugen Train. They've been training. They've been hustling. Inosuke, Zen, and Tanjiro. And man, like, they was putting in the work. And all this work paid off, man. Tengen Uzui, he says, "Hey, I need y'all. I need y'all three." Or actually, I think he was gonna ask these girls to help him, which was weird. It's been a long time since I've seen the first episode, but I think he was going to ask these girls to help him. And then Tanjiro and Zen and Inosuke were like, "Hold up. Nah, you're not doing that." And that was funny as hell. Man, this honestly made me kind of re-spark my love for anime, man. Like, I'm so happy to be getting back into anime and stuff. And like, also, just I think the season was amazing. You know, the episode where Tanjiro really fights what's her name, Daki, I think her name is, the girl demon. Literally an amazing episode. I think it was episode 6, actually. Amazing. And the last four episodes of this season 2, bangers, just straight bangers. The animation of this season, bro, like, you know what's funny, I think that the Demon Slayer hate stopped, bro. Like, it's obviously still there. Like, of course, it's the anime community. It's like, there's always going to be hating on some type of show, especially if it's popular. But, bro, they put respect on Demon Slayer's name now. See, back when season 1 of Demon Slayer was going on, everybody was yapping, bro. Everybody was yapping. Everybody was saying the most about it. How it was so basic and blah, blah, blah. And it is a little bit basic, but that's the only real thing you can say about it, in my opinion. Because the animation is in a tier of its own. The animation on the show is next level. And like, season 2, the finale of season, from episode 6 onward, you know, the animation is movie quality. Just like in the Mugen Train Arc movie. Literally, so amazing. So amazing, bro. These fights are just next level with this animation. And just, man, bro, I'm like damn, they really did this. And it just made me really start enjoying anime again. And I'm so happy to like just be fucking with anime again, bro. Because I'm not gonna cap, I took a long break, bro. That's why I stopped doing the podcast, really. Well, it's a big reason why. You know, I stopped watching anime. Obviously, I'm not going to really be doing the podcast, right? But yeah, you know, we're back. I'm going to start watching anime again. And Demon Slayer was the perfect thing to hook me in because it really was my favorite show. It still is, honestly. Season 1 of Demon Slayer, that was my favorite shit, bro. Like, Tanjiro is just my favorite, like, MC, and it's not because he's, like, super special in terms of, like, MCs. He's not the most amazing MC ever, bro. I can admit that shit. But, bro, the compassion that he has is, like, so well done. The compassion and, like, the way he, like, his emotions are portrayed, it's like Deku, but way better. It's crazy, because Deku is like cringe. He's pretty cringe and like pretty stupid and dumb. And like when you see like with Deku, it's like he's a crybaby. But with Tanjiro, he cries kind of just as much, a little bit less obviously, but he cries a lot. And no one calls him a crybaby because it's done way better. The way his emotions are portrayed are done way better. And also I mean, half the time he's crying because somebody got fucking stabbed or killed or something. So it does make more sense than Deku, you know, crying over him not having a quirk or whatever the hell he'd be crying about. But, you know, so it does make more sense in that regard. But I just love the compassion that he's always showed in the series, in season one and in this season as well, bro. Just made me love, you know, I love the movie for Demon Slayer. Absolutely loved it. And I'm so glad that, like, this season lived up to the Demon Slayer name, bro. It really, really did. And, like, I cannot wait for the next season. I can't wait for the next season. And I think I'm really going to be more tapped into anime again. Like, because I used to be that motherfucker that was, like, you know, checking out all the different shows, like, week by week, you know? But then I didn't. I stopped watching anime over, like, I watched a shit ton of anime, and then I was like, I'm out. And I think that happens to a lot of people that watch anime a lot, that watched a lot of anime. I'm not gonna say I watched, like, thousands of shows, but, like, I watched every good show you could have watched, you know, in anime, just about. You know, I didn't watch fucking One Piece or some shit like that, but I watched pretty much all of the amazing shows in anime. And then some others as well. Like, so I'd say I probably watched over, like, maybe 150 anime. Maybe, you know, some... I have to check my anime list. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been on my anime list. But it was, like, 100 plus. So it's not like I've seen all the anime under the sun. But I've seen a bit, bruh. You know, I'm an intermediate type of person. And, like, you know, anime can get pretty repetitive. It can get pretty tropey as well, and that's kind of annoying. It's kind of annoying at times, but you know what, I love it. I love anime, though. The animation, the stories they can tell, the emotion, the sub, bro. I was watching the dub of Demon Slayer, and then I started watching the sub as well, and I'm just like, bro, the sub is so much better. And I like the dub now of Demon Slayer. I didn't like it at all, but now it's kind of grown on me. I still think Bryce Papenbrook is a little goofy as Inosuke, but he still does a great job. And, you know, Zach Aguilar as Tanjiro really grew on me as well. And Alex Lee as Zen does amazing. But, okay, talking about the show, the season, dude, freaking amazing. I've already said this. The animation was next level, absolutely next level. And I just got to say, bro, the way that, like, I can't wait to see what's next, bro. Because I might have to jump into the manga. Because I have been spoiled on a lot of stuff about what goes on. You know what I mean? And I want to read the manga, but I really want to see this animated. Like, Demon Slayer is a show you really want to see animated. Like, the My Hero Academia manga, beautiful. Beautiful fucking manga. Literally, the anime looks worse than the motherfucking manga. For My Hero, but with Demon Slayer, it's like the manga don't look too nice. It's not a very beautiful manga. It looks good, you know, especially when the artist tries, but half the time it's sort of like, I wouldn't say half-assed, but it's like, you know, it's more of like a sketchy type style. It's more in that sketchy type of style compared to like My Hero Academia, where it's like a beautiful manga. This one, you know, the Demon Slayer manga isn't beautiful. You know, it has its moments, but, like, nah. Overall, nah. So I'd rather see it in this amazing art form that is anime, in animation, obviously, with, you know, everything included in that as well, with the animation, like the voices, the sound design, like all that shit. It's just way better, you know, obviously. And, but yeah, man, dude, this shit was crazy, bro. This shit was absolutely crazy. I can't even lie to you. So Tengen was introduced, and he needed help with his wives, because his wives got pretty much snatched up, and he didn't really know what was happening to them because they weren't responding or something. So he gets Zen, he gets Tanjiro, he gets Inosuke, and they go to the entertainment district, and they see what's up. They see what's up, and they dress up as the girls, bro. Didn't like that episode, but moving on for that. They dressed up as the girls. That didn't last for too long because they figured out who the demon was. Tanjiro pretty much did. Or I think it was Zen actually who had the first encounter. I can't remember. But then all that starts going down. All that starts going down, bro. And I'm telling you that, like, once we hit like episode 4, it's just, it goes up and up and up and up and up, and it doesn't really slow down. It doesn't slow down after that. Once you hit episode 4, it's guns blazing, bro. It's guns blazing out there. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy how well done this season really was, aside from episode 2. Aside from episode 2. But other than that, you know, it was just Demon Slayer. It's just what you expect from Demon Slayer at this point. Like I said, everyone was hating on it. But now it's like all that hate got way quieter, bro. It got way quieter. Because even like seasoned anime vets, like, everybody knows who the anime man is. That's such a funny name. The anime man, right? You know, he stopped watching anime for a long time. Or maybe not a long time, but I think for like a year, kind of like I did. He stopped watching anime as well, which makes more sense for him because he watched way more than I did. But he fell out of anime. But he started watching Demon Slayer, I think maybe last year, or like when Demon Slayer, like, I think when the movie started coming out, he watched it, like, the first season, and then he watched the movie, and he was like, this shit is good. This shit is good. Like, Demon Slayer is literally so fucking good. And I'm not saying it's the most intuitive shonen. You know, it's not a groundbreaking anime. It's not doing anything totally different in the shonen genre. But it's doing the shonen genre to that 9 to 10, you know, it's doing it at that such a high level. Such a high fucking level. And it's, man, it's fucking badass, bro. It's so fucking badass. And I'm sorry, but like, if you don't fuck with Tanjiro, the fuck? That's crazy. If you don't like Tanjiro, that's crazy, man. He's literally the most compassionate. You know, he'll give his all for his sister and his friends. Like, man, it's like Naruto, but even better, bro. Because, I mean, like, Naruto has his own charm in his own way. And I'm not trying to compare the two. But, like, in terms of, like, a ride or die, Tanjiro is just, like, he's the one. And Naruto's a ride or die, too. But, like, you know, Tanjiro just kind of hits the heart, bro. Tanjiro hits the heart in that compassionate type of way. You know what I mean? He really does for me. And I just fuck with him heavy. I fuck with him heavy. So on episode 6, where Tanjiro fights the girl demon, Daki, I think her name is, I'm telling you, that's where shit gets crazy, bro. I was on the edge of my seat. And I wouldn't say anything in this season, like, outdoes episode 13, I think it was, in Demon Slayer, where Tanjiro fights Rui. Like, no episode here outdoes that episode. But I gotta say, they get damn close in many episodes. Like, in episode 9, episode 10, and episode 11, they get damn close. There's these moments, man. There's these moments that are just so beautiful, and that's what Demon Slayer creates. It's the standard for Demon Slayer. That's crazy that it's the standard for Demon Slayer to be, like, amazing. Like, what? What? That's crazy that is your standard. And, like, it was just so well done, especially that fight between Tanjiro and her. You know, Tanjiro was giving his all, bro. They hold him again. They hold Tanjiro. Bro, he literally had her beat. He had her beat. He sliced her head off. But they did the same thing kind of with Rui. You know, he cut Rui's head off, but, he still didn't kill him. And that's kind of what happened here. He cut her head off, and he didn't kill her. Which was crazy in its own right, because I did not see the whole twist with her brother. I didn't see that twist coming at all. Because I was like, what's up, man? Like, what's up with this? Like, why is she not dead? What is going on? And, like, where's Uzui? He hasn't been doing much at all, bro. I was like, bro, are you gonna do something? Tanjiro's over here clapping this demon's cheeks, and you're not doing nothing. Or maybe he was doing something. I don't really remember. He was doing something, obviously. But, bro, come on. Tanjiro's the GOAT. Tanjiro's literally the GOAT, bro. I don't care what anyone says. Tanjiro's the GOAT. Like how hard he goes, bro. Like, fam, it's just it. I just love that shonen shit. I love the shonen, never gonna give up on my friends, never giving up on my family, never giving up on my sister, never, you know, I'm a fight till my legs break, till my bones collapse, you know what I mean? Like, it's so good, and it's so well done, man. So absolutely well done. And like I said, whenever her brother gets introduced, which I think is about episode 7 or episode 8, telling you, man, shit goes off the rails at that point, because Uzui gets poisoned, and I'm thinking Uzui's gonna die, you know. And obviously, if you haven't seen the season, like, we're gonna be talking about spoilers, you know. It's not necessarily a spoiler-free review. We're talking about, you know, you need to watch it. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch this shit, you know what I mean. You have to see it, so definitely watch this shit. So the spoilers incoming, I guess, for anyone that didn't whatever. But yeah, her brother, bro, when he gets introduced and he poisons Uzui, I thought it was a wrap for him. He's a cool dude. I liked him more than I thought I would. He was a little dumb at first. I was like, okay, this goofball. I mean, he wasn't goofy, but it was just like, okay, he looks cool, but like, let's see what he can do in the battle, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't really impressed with your flashiness. You got some nice jewels, but let's see what you do on the battlefield. You know what I mean? And like, you know, he comes with the smoke, bro. Literally, he has these bombs. He has these bombs, bro. And when he gets his blades, bro, when his blades become unwrapped and like they like come out, like when he grabs them, that scene was so clean. That scene was so clean, bro. Damn, Uzui put in the work. I thought he was gonna die from the poison and shit. And honestly, I thought a lot of shit was about to go down at the end of this season, like when everything's on fire, and like, you know, it was looking rough. I thought everyone died for a second. I'm like, yo, what's happening, bro? What's going on, like? Tanjiro is beat the fuck up. He's out of strength. He can't do shit. Like, he's giving it his all, literally. Zen is trapped by some rubble. And like, Inosuke got stabbed in the heart. And Uzui, like, is dead over there. What are we doing? I will say one moment in this season made me fucking facepalm. It made me fucking facepalm. I was like, really? Really? It was the motherfucking part where Inosuke, like, he obviously got stabbed in the heart, as we remember. He got stabbed in the heart. Well, he didn't get stabbed in the heart, and that's the thing. He's like, don't question my flexibility. He moved his organs. Like, okay. What? He moved his organs because he was raised by beasts and stuff. He can move his organs, apparently. That doesn't make much sense, but all right. Well, you know what? That's not the craziest. It actually is the most ridiculous thing to happen in the season, but it's like, it's fine. You know what I mean? That was probably the goofiest moment. And then the Uzui thing where he was like dead and then he's not. He's like, oh, he stopped his heart. And it's like, okay, he stopped his heart. All right. You know, that one wasn't quite as, that one was more believable than fucking rearranging the way your organs are in your body. He like moved his organs. What? But that's okay. It's Inosuke. We'll let it slide. And, but man, literally when Uzui and Tanjiro are like, bro. When Tanjiro goes in for the slice, he goes in more than once, obviously. And that first time, he obviously doesn't get the job done. But that second time, when Uzui's there and he's fighting him, and then, dude, when he goes Super Saiyan in the shit, I was like, holy shit, he looks like a demon. Why did Tanjiro look like a demon? He literally did. And I was like, what? Why he looking like that? he looks scary. And bro, the way Zen popped out to help Tanjiro in that one moment as well, and then he, you know, Zen is, you know, basically trying to kill Daki with the lightning flash, lightning thunderclap shit, so clean. Dude, I love Demon Slayer. I love Zen. I love Inosuke. I love Tanjiro. They're so clean, bro. Like, Zen is unmatched, bro. I mean, he needs to be asleep. But when he's asleep, bro, he becomes a killer. He becomes a killer. That shit's crazy. Like, I can't even explain to you the joy I get out of that shit. Just seeing the motherfuckers do the work. You know what I mean? Like, Tanjiro put in more work than Uzui. He put in more work than Uzui, bruh. Like, damn, give him three wives. Why you got three wives, bruh? How did Tanjiro Kamado put in more work than you? Really? Really? Really, bro? No, but I do like Uzui, but come on, man. Tanjiro literally beheaded both of them. He beheaded both of the demons. You know what I mean? Obviously, the first time when he killed the girl, it didn't register because they both had to be beheaded. But like, if you think about it, he did both of them. And he actually killed the brother, which is crazy. But he did need help. But think about it, if Tanjiro was at full strength fighting the brother, he could have clapped him, bruh. He could have clapped him. If he was doing the most when he was out of energy, out of, you know, he had already used Hinakami Kagura, like, you know, who knows how many times, like 5 times at that point. You know, he was gassed, to say the least, and he was getting beat up. He got his damn fingers broke in that one scene. Such an amazing, like, sequence right there. That was like, okay, when all that shit was going down, when the brother demon was talking to Tanjiro on the ground, and like, it was all looking hopeless, like, we thought everyone was dead, basically. I didn't know what the fuck was gonna happen. I'm like, wait, who's gonna save us? I was like, hold up, what's going on? Like, they really stretched it a little bit to be like, to really build that dread, sort of, to like, I was like, damn, is he getting out of this? I didn't know if he was, because that shit was kind of scary. That shit was kind of scary. And then he broke his fingers, like, oh, I like legit had a reaction. I said, ugh, when he broke his fingers, I said, damn, that's not good. And he still cut off his neck, bro. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Man, I've been rambling about this fucking show, but it has been a minute since I've done a review of something. So, you know, it's going to take me a minute to get back into the flow of things, you know, how to really, like, you know, this was more of a ramble than anything, but, like, you know, I'm going to come more prepared next time. I'm going to come more prepared like I usually was when we was doing the podcast consistently. But, you know, I just want to get back into doing this podcast again, you know, and stuff like that. And this is where it starts, man. Just picking up the mic and talking about something I really fuck with, which was Demon Slayer this fucking season. And, man, it was so damn good. So damn good. The backstory on episode 11, on the final episode, the backstory that they showed for the demons, I loved it. Like, I loved it. Like, some of the backstories, it's like, okay, I don't care. You know? It's like, I don't give a fuck. But this one was good. This one was good, bro. Like, the Rui one, I was like, fam, I don't care about Rui's backstory. You know? Or the page demon, or not, no, what was he? The Bongo Demon? Fam, the Bongo Demon? We didn't care, bro. But this was really well done. This was really well done. And I think it was an amazing, like, little correlation type thing. Or, like, what's the word? Correlation that they had between Tanjiro and Nezuko and, like, Daki and whatever. You know, the demons. The demons between Tanjiro and Nezuko, like, you know, Tanjiro himself said that could have been him and Nezuko. That could have been them two. And it was like, damn, it could have been. You know what I mean? And like, the way that, like, we really dove into their backstory and shit and really saw how, like, they why they are the way they fucking are. Like, damn, you can't even blame the dude. You can't even blame the damn demon. The motherfucker. Like, bro. Shit. He was a killer, bro. The scene where they burned his sister alive. The scene where they burned his sister alive. He found his sister burned alive. And then that person slashed his fucking back. The way he killed that lady was vicious, to say the least. Like, he was too cold as a kid doing that with a sickle. Like, that's crazy. And then just the fact that they become demons is like, you know, and his life sucked. His life sucked. You know, and it was, I really liked how he had said, the only regret I really have is you. And he was talking about his sister. Because it's like, damn, yeah, like, yeah, she could have had like a good life. Like, she could have had a good life if she was into like a little bit of a better family. Or, you know, maybe not even that, but like if she just didn't do that one decision and like wasn't around all these like bad things in her life. And you know what I mean? Like, she could have had a good life, you know, but because she, you know, is involved with her brother, which was, you know, right, which was like a huge troublemaker in the place. Her family was horrible. You know, what you're around is what you are, essentially. And it was a fucking L, to say the least. A fucking L. And bruh, to be honest, like, the demon brother, I don't blame him for wanting to kill motherfuckers, bro. Like, okay, that's fucked up, killing people, obviously. But, like, I don't blame him for being mad at motherfuckers and, like, you know, shit like that. Like, they burned his sister alive, bro. They burned her sister alive for that shit. You know, that's kind of fucked. That's fucked up. Like, throw her in jail, maybe. I don't know. I guess they don't have jail. I don't know. I guess it's, like, an old-time Japan. Even older times than the old times that Demon Slayer's already. I don't know, bro. But, like, damn, his life was already horrible, and then, like, he lost, like, the one thing he really loved was, like, his sister, because she actually loved him, and, like, you know, they were, like, pretty much best friends and whatnot, and, like, it's just sad, man. And then, in the final scene with them, we get to see them walking into hell, which I didn't fucking expect that. They just walked into hell. I think what that scene was, where, if you know the scene that I'm talking about, it's them two walking. I guess they're, like, dead, obviously. And there's, like, a light side, and then there's, like, a fire side. There's one that's fucking fire. And I think the one that was light was to be reborn, and the one that's fire is just to, like, die or, like, go to hell. I don't know. I don't really know. But yeah, they walked straight into that fire. Well, he did. With her on his back, you know, but I really loved the way the demons were done. I loved the way the demons were done, and the fights were amazing with these demons. Uzui with his bombs, his blades, he's clean as fuck. Tanjiro put in the work, Inosuke put in the work, Zen put in the work. Literally, this could have been a movie as well, bro. This really could have been a movie as well. You know, I'm sure they were debating which arc to make a movie out of. And just, man, so well done, amazingly well done. Yeah, man, my rating for Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc is like an 8, borderline 9. I gotta be honest, it's as close as you can get to a 9 for me. But I do say the first season of Demon Slayer was better, and that was a 9 for me. Like, maybe I'm a bit biased, like, but I fucking love Shonen, and I fucking love Demon Slayer. The animation, I think, is literally an 11 out of 10 for this show. Even last season, but especially last season, especially episode 13, Jesus, that, you know, that was a moment in the anime community when that shit dropped. And, like, man, just amazing, amazing shit from Demon Slayer. I can't wait to start watching Attack on Titan. We're going to be getting into that. I don't know if it's finished airing. I don't think it has, because I don't really see many people talking about it too much. But also, that could be because it finished airing or something. I don't fucking know. So we're going to check that out. And I'm going to get my thoughts on that as well. But yeah, man, Demon Slayer, goated, goated. In my opinion, obviously, I just love it, man. I just think it's so well done. I think literally just the pacing, the fights, the choreography in these fights, like, which, you know, that's a weird thing to say, the choreography when it's animation, but there's still choreography even though it's animation. It's so well done. The animation, so well, I could just say that all day because it's that good. It's that motherfucking good, bro. But I'm gonna stop saying it. But yeah, man. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's the epitome of the shit you would want as an anime fan, in my opinion. As a shonen fan. As a shonen fan, I think Demon Slayer is the epitome of the shit you would want. Honestly. So good. So good, man. Cannot wait for season 3. I really hope they don't do a movie. I hope they don't do what they did this season, where it's like the first 12 episodes are just the movie that they did. You know what? Because I didn't like that. I really didn't like that. Because, because it made me have to wait even longer to see this shit. And then I was like, damn. You know, waiting week by week already sucks. Like, I hate that crap. But, you know, I'm going to be getting back into anime. So I'm going to start having to wait week by week for stuff. I see Spy X Family actually came out. I remember when the manga came out for that, and it was really popular. I might have to check that out too. I wonder if Chainsaw Man, I heard that was getting an anime. I wonder if that shit's out. That shit might be out. I might have to check that out too. But man, it's dope to be back, you know. Gotta be honest, it's dope as fuck to be back and shit. And also, this is random, but I have a song dropping. That's so weird to say. But yeah, I do have a song, like an actual music song, coming out on Saturday, which is the 16th of April. And if you're interested, it's an anime rap, just so we can be clear. Like, it is an anime rap, and yeah, it's going to be coming out on Saturday. So if you want, go over to my channel, Otaku VA, my main channel, and you can watch that shit on Saturday. I don't know when I'm gonna put this video out, but it'll probably be on, you know, Saturday or before then. So yeah, I'm telling you, I really fuck with that song. I really fuck with that song. I really put a lot of effort into it. It's never some shit I would half-ass, especially something like music. Like music, I would never half-ass. I really put my all into the shit. And I really wouldn't be saying, hey, go listen to the shit, if I didn't, like, actually fuck with it. It's just not what I would do. It would mean a lot if you would want to listen to it and, like, give it a shot. You know, maybe you fuck with it, maybe you don't. You never know. Hey, but I was rapping my ass off on it. That's all I'm gonna say. I was rapping my ass off on that shit. I give this shit my all, man, when it comes to music especially, because music really has been something that's always been there for me, and I've always had that ability to make music, but I think finally for the first time I'm really like taking the leap to do it. So we're gonna see how this, you know, how this does. And it's my first real release as a, like, I had released this Deku, oh god, a fucking Deku diss track on Bakugo, and like, motherfuckers really like that shit. They really like the shit. And I will admit, I was rapping like, it's crazy how Deku was rapping like that, and I was laughing my ass off because I thought it's actually good, you know what I mean? But it's crazy to like release it and then people fuck with it, and you know, and I was rapping on it too, and like people fuck with the song. It has like 10,000 streams on Spotify. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? So I want this song to do well as well. Like, I think it's better, obviously. It's a real song. It's not like the Deku shit. Like, me rapping as Deku is crazy. It was a gimmick. It was a gimmick with that. And yeah, now we're just getting off the anime thing. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's kind of ridiculous to even hear about it. But yeah, song coming out Saturday. It's called Main Character, and it's basically an anime rap. and like I'm the main character. I'm the main character. Check it out, man. Check it out, man. If you'd like to. But yeah, man. I just want to shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. Like, it's crazy. We're gonna be wrapping it up here real soon, but I just want to say a few things before we end. Like, there's motherfuckers that really be listening to this shit. And I remember back before I started doing the voice acting thing and creating that type of content, like, you know, I really, this, the Anime and Chill podcast, like, I really put a lot of work and effort into it. And Blue was also here as well. I brought them on to be a part of the show as a co-host, you know what I mean? And like, they're still welcome back as well. It's just more of a thing. I'm sure they're like busy with school and stuff, and I just, you know, I don't really want to, you know, say like, hey, let's just do it again, and it's just like, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna let Blue chill, let them do them, and it's just like, although they are welcome to come back as well, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm glad to be back doing this podcast shit, because I remember with my last episode was on December something, December 17th, whenever fucking the Spider-Man movie came out. And yo, people still listen to this shit. Or like, you know, like, it's crazy how I could, like, I went damn near a year without even posting a podcast episode, like 8 months, 9 months without posting a podcast episode. And it actually, you know, there was people that, like, you know, it wasn't a small number of listeners. It wasn't a small number. So, I mean, thank you guys. Thank y'all motherfuckers, man. Like, thank you, really. Really, man. It means so much to me that, like, I could even post the shit and, like, people still, like, still would click on it. You know, and I can't really, I don't really know. You know, I remember, you know, I used to do this shit week by week, bruh. Week by motherfucking week, and I loved it. I really did. It was just me talking into a mic. I didn't have anybody really to talk to about anime and shit. So y'all motherfuckers would appear. that was it. You know, I pick up the mic and I just talk about the anime that I like, and I want to start doing that again. You know, because it was fun. So let's do it again. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, if there's any consistent person that's listening, you know, and they've listened for like a long time, and like somehow they made it this far in, you know what I mean? Like, that shit like kind of blows my mind. Like, I remember I had posted this one episode. If you know the episode, you know what I'm talking about, where I was talking about some, you know, personal issues and stuff. And it's like, you know, people listen to it, and like, you know, like motherfuckers really, you know, listen to the shit, and like they really be listening to like all this shit. And like, if you're a consistent listener and you really fuck with me and like you listen to like previous episodes back when I was really doing this a lot, you know, thank you. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. And we back, man. We back. And we on YouTube. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have the video version up with this as well. It's my first time really ever putting my face on the internet. So that's that's great. Amazing. So yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for listening, if you made it this far in, which you're a trooper if you did. This was a ramble. This was a motherfucking ramble, bro, but I love this shit. I love this shit. Give me a mic and I can start talking. That's why I love podcasts, man. I fell in love with podcasts, and that's why I made my own. And you know what? We're back. We're back. Anime and Chill. We back, man. And yeah, man, we could do this. We could do this for sure. Every 2 weeks on Friday, I'm going to try and have a anime review out talking about some type of anime. Thank you so much for listening. I'm John. And yeah, peace.